The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State, watching Lancaster watch the markets, the tariff story, and shopping. Jim McTagg joins, the former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. Jim, you started the week at Family Fair Restaurant, where you have routinely enjoyed yourself because everybody's got gray hair. Was it packed? Was it light? Were they worrying about the announcement that was to come? Were they worrying about their grandchildren? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. You know, they were worrying actually about their hair. One woman, it was an elderly crowd. You could have mistaken it for the activity center at some senior citizen campus, but it's a local diner. And as I've been reporting, the senior citizens, this is a big retirement county. They have people like me moving in from other places, and they have a lot of homegrown old people. And the old people on Social Security have been powering this economy up here, especially as younger people on the lower rungs of the economic ladder are struggling. The restaurant business is great up here because of the senior citizens. So the senior citizens, this was pre-Liberation Day announcement. They showed no signs of retreating on eating.
And it was packed. You also go to another diner, Night and Day. How do they compare?
Well, Night and Day is a major operation. It's open 24 hours a day. It has three shifts of employees, a total employment about 50 people. It seats close to 200. Those seats are usually filled for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the primary attraction there is it heaps the food. I mean, you can get a wonderful meal for $11, a meal that would cost you $50 or $60 in the city. And there's enough food on your plate that you can take it home and have another dinner the following night, as opposed to Family Fair is just a tiny local diner that maybe seats about 30 people tops. And it's only open for breakfast and lunch, and then it closes.
All right, we're making everybody hungry, so let's go trout fishing. Where'd you go?
Oh, this is funny. You know, I'm going to be 76 in May, and my knees feel like they're 106. So I can no longer, I'm a fly fisherman, but I can no longer negotiate the wilds. If I go down a riverbank, I'm stuck there. I can't get back up. So I went to Limestone Springs, which is a fish farm in neighboring Lebanon County, which has just a lovely chain of ponds that are filled with trout. And they have a big trout farm next to it. They do all the trout stocking in Delaware, which is a neighboring state. So you pay $3 to fish. I was the only fisherman there. I spent 2 hours with my fly rod because these trout are pretty dumb, you know, because they're fed fish food. And 2.5 hours, I used a stonefly nymph, which is a very popular pattern in Pennsylvania, and caught a 2.5-pound brown trout, which took me 5 minutes to bring in. And then I take it to the stand. They clean it. They charge me for fishing. And the final bill was $21.50 for that fish.
And what could you get a trout deal for at Night and Day or Family Fair? That much?
$11, cooked, cleaned, with vegetables on the side. But that's not the point. The point is I caught the fish using my skills and you know, freezing out there. It was a very cold day, and it was just invigorating for me. It was, and, you know, as a trout fishermen, I've spent as much as $600 on a guide trip and come away with no fish at all. So $21 to me is an absolute steal.
Let's go shopping at Costco. And this is a part of the economy that's already identified as troubled because of the tariff announcements. What did you see at Costco? Are people shopping heavily, ordinarily? What's in the basket?
No, it's light. It's a steady stream of shoppers, so it's continual. They have a lot of visitors, but the visitors are only buying essentials for the most part. I did see women scarfing down some slacks and shirts because they were deeply discounted. But otherwise, people were not panic buying. They're not stocking up on eggs anymore. It looked like the toilet paper section had been hit heavily sometime during the week, but I didn't see any panic buying related to the tariffs when I was in Costco today. And again, people are penurious. They're being very careful shoppers, which is not great for economic growth going forward.
Jim, your experience in Washington is reporting on Barron's. You went through the dot-com crash of 2000, March of 2000, the crash of the markets between 08 and 09 having to do with the real estate, and the bottom was March of 09, and we all experienced the COVID crash of 20. What's happening right now? Have you seen this before? Have the pros all seen this before? Is there anything new here?
No, it's scary. The markets are fragmented because the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is supposed to regulate markets, created a fragmented marketplace that is susceptible to liquidity crises, meaning that there aren't enough buyers and sellers when there's a panic in the market. And you can't tell because SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, made the market friendly for computers, and we don't know what they're really doing. So it's nothing new. I think, we could have a liquidity crisis here if the market panics more than it has during the past 2 days, and that would cause a huge crash well beyond what we've seen.
Do the machines prosper on days like this with liquidity crisis? I mean, the high-frequency machines.
Well, they can if they're shorting the stock. They're smarter than the individual investor. So if the individual investor is panic selling, the machines are buying at a relative bargain and quickly reselling to somebody coming in bottom fishing. This market is tricky, though. There's an old statement, you don't try to catch a falling knife. And for the past 2 days, we've had a falling knife market. So the danger here is that the machine shut down like they did during the flash crash in 2010. And then there are no buyers and the market can go to zero. So this is a scary time in terms of market liquidity. Miraculously, it's held up so far.
And the worldwide markets are following us, not the other way around. Is that correct, Jim?
That's correct, because there's so much fear and ignorance about the impact of the Trump tariff regime that investors are not willing to take a risk. The risk is way off right now.
However, there is that other saying that you've taught me and others have, you buy when there's blood in the streets. Is that still accurate or is it old fashioned?
Oh, no, it is. I just don't think the blood is deep enough yet. So you don't want to be in, you can't call the bottom. That's not going to happen. So maybe you want to wait until the market starts to climb a little.
Okay.
And don't worry about getting the cheapest price.
We leave the fly fisherman, Jim McTague. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar. The better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.